This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On now to an unanswerable question that affects both what you eat and what you pay to eat. The great mystery is this. What does the word artisanal really mean? We're not naive enough to believe that there really is an artisan with an artistic vision crafting foods labeled artisanal. So then what? Marketplace's Annie Baxter looked into this.
The artisan craze has been going on for a few years now, so much so that it's gotten spoofed plenty. Like this video, where a couple of Brooklynites hand-make artisanal spam.
The first successful one was the sriracha pickles, so that was great. And the lemongrass and coconut oil. That's going really well with so many Asian dishes.
A survey by the firm Kennedian showed many consumers do associate artisan with things like unique taste, high-quality ingredients, and products made by hand.
Well, a lot of companies would like to make you think that their products are handmade.
Kennedian's Tom Vierheil says when the term artisan showed up on menus at big chains like Pizza Hut and Panera, it stopped meaning something special. Why do big chains use it? Vierheil says to charge more for their products and to look like authentic small food producers.
What's prevailing in the marketplace right now is the view that big is bad and small is good.
For us, artisan means we really took a lot of time sourcing and testing and trying to pair really great flavors, ingredients together.
Sarah Danforth is with the food company GNP, which is launching artisan chicken sausages. Flavors include bacon gouda and hickory smoked apple. The sausages are free of preservatives and artificial flavors. Danforth says the word artisan helps convey that clean label.
Yeah, I think it's a great term to wrap all of the benefits into one.
What would you say to someone who is skeptical of that vocabulary coming from what is not a mom-and-pop shop?
You know, I think what they should do is give them a try.
Food industry consultant David Garfield at Alex Partners thinks it is defensible for big food companies to call products artisan when they have used different equipment or ingredients to make them.
If they are willing to match the consumer's definition and test of authenticity, they can be successful.
But he admits that definition often boils down to, you know it when you see it. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.